This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
It's Tuesday, December 2nd. I'm Erin Malsbury. After 40 years, Encompass Community Services is stepping down from hosting the federally funded early education program Head Start. A new federal contractor will restart the program in the next few weeks. Encompass Interim CEO Kim Morrison says the government shutdown paused funds, and then Head Start required almost double enrollment on nearly the same budget.
We couldn't do it safely with the wages and the rents in Santa Cruz. It's a very expensive program to run.
She says Encompass hopes to eventually reapply to run Head Start. Santa Cruz County Superintendent of Schools Ferris Sabas says families in urgent need of early education programs can reach out to the Child Development Resource Center.
Our team here will help get them connected with available resources. And if they have other needs, housing insecurity or food insecurity, we also work with other resources in the community to help families get connected.
Families currently enrolled in Head Start will remain in the program when it reopens. Governor Gavin Newsom says California is set to break ground on affordable housing developments on state land. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald reports.
The six new developments will lead to an additional 843 units, a majority of which will be affordable housing. These projects will be built on land owned by California's DMV, the Department of State Hospitals, and the Department of General Services. While there isn't a clear consensus on how many new homes California needs to meet the housing shortage, a number of researchers say it ranges from 1 to 3.5 million. In Sacramento, I'm Laura Fitzgerald.
That's all for Monterey Bay Today. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more local news.